Well, it was the first time that Gordon Brown has spoken to the European Parliament, and it was really the most pro-European speech that he's ever delivered. He said that he's proud that the British Parliament ratified the Lisbon Treaty. That wasn't welcomed by Nigel Farage, who's the leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party. And he said that Britain joins in the centre of Europe, not in Europe's slipstream, but firmly in its mainstream. Can't think who that was a dig at. Obviously, that was a dig at David Cameron, because last week the Conservative leader announced that after the European parliamentary elections in June, the Tories will pull out of the centre-right EPP-ED grouping in the European Parliament. They'll form their own group. And Gordon Brown didn't say it directly, but what he believes is that that will reduce, obviously, Conservative influence, but it will reduce British influence, because the EPP-ED grouping is the largest grouping in the European Parliament. So there was Gordon Brown saying, we are right at the heart of Europe.
How do you account for this sudden outburst of pro-Europeanism from Gordon Brown?
Well, it's interesting that Gordon Brown is now wrapping himself in the European flag, because he got a bit of a reputation when he was Chancellor of the Exchequer of not exactly being wildly keen on the European Union. He would famously often not turn up to the ECOFIN meetings of finance ministers, and when he did turn up, he wouldn't put on the headphones, so he couldn't understand when anyone else was not speaking English. And he would also have a habit of briefing British newspapers that he was going to deliver a tough message to European finance ministers, and then would say nothing the next day. So he has a bit of a reputation as a Eurosceptic. He clearly, as Prime Minister, takes a different perspective, believes that Britain's role should be at the heart of Europe. And particularly in the context of the run-up to the G20 summit next week, he believes that Europe needs to act as one, because of acting as one, it'll be a more powerful force. And also he believes that Europe and the United States need to work together, because if there's transatlantic cooperation, then that is obviously a very significant force.
Well, as you say, the G20 summit next week, he's on this whistle-stop tour of the world. He's going to Strasbourg, New York, Brazil and Chile before the summit. You're going with him, Nick. What do you think the British hopes are for G20?
Well, I think the purpose of this trip is really for the Prime Minister to touch base with some pretty significant people ahead of the summit next week. He'll be meeting President Lula of Brazil, who is really one of the most significant leaders of the countries that are just outside the G8, but very much in the G20. In Chile, he'll be attending the Progressive Governance Conference that will have leaders from the progressive side of politics, as they would like to see it, from across the world, including Joe Biden from the United States. So it's a good chance to touch base with them to sort of clear the lines ahead of next week. In terms of their ambitions at the summit next week, well, British officials are very much downplaying any expectation of some major breakthrough at the summit in London. They're talking about this is not the sort of rabbit out of the hat sort of summit. It's the sort of summit where you make progress, steady progress, and they're saying that we'll be able to judge how successfully we're doing, not on April the 2nd or indeed April the 3rd the following day, but in the months ahead. Now, some people, Downing Street, would like us to believe that that is them sort of explaining the difference, if you like, between the G20 and the G8. They're different bodies. The G8 can come up with an action plan, more difficult for the G20 to do that. But there are differences and there are difficulties. Obviously, Gordon Brown had been hoping, along with the White House, that there may be agreement for another coordinated global fiscal stimulus. Their view is that if the world acts together in terms of a fiscal stimulus, you can triple or quadruple its effect. But the White House would like to do that. Downing Street would like to do that. But there is opposition in other European countries, most notably over the weekend from Angela Merkel in Germany. And so they are very much having to play down their expectations.